This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. Celebrations erupted in Florida as Trump addressed a jubilant crowd in Palm Beach, reflecting the growing optimism among his supporters. In a fiercely competitive race, Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states including Pennsylvania and Georgia. In addition to his presidential win, Trump's party made gains in Congress, reclaiming control of the Senate with victories in Ohio and West Virginia. Harris, despite victories in New Hampshire, Virginia, and Nebraska's second district, was unable to overcome Trump's dominance in crucial states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as Mr. Trump builds on the successes of his previous term, he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-U.S. comprehensive global and strategic partnership. The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and INDIA have intensified their campaigning in favor of their party candidates. Accusing Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, the Jharkhand BJP Assembly Election in Charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said both parties cheated the people of the state by making false promises. On the other hand, while addressing election meeting at Chota Nagra in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged BJP doing conspiracy to dethrone him. Political activities are in full swing across the state of Maharashtra as it heads to the polls in 15 days. Senior leaders from all political parties are striving to garner support from voters. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is set to kick off the party's campaign today. The NCP, led by Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, released its constituency-specific manifestos today, along with a cumulative manifesto. Meanwhile, the ruling Mahayuti unveiled its 10 promises in Kolhapur yesterday. The BJP has also declared its support for MNS candidate Bala Nandgaonkar from the Shivadi Assembly constituency. In Kerala, with candidates of various political parties ramping up their outreach efforts, electioneering is in full swing in the Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency and the two assembly constituencies of Chellakkara and Palakkad. While voting will take place on 13th of this month in Wayanad and Chellakkara, polling has been deferred to the 20th of this month in Palakkad. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a resolution seeking special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. As the House assembled this morning, the Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Kumar Chowdhury moved a resolution that seeks to reaffirm the importance of the special status and constitutional guarantees which, as per the resolution, safeguarded the identity, culture and rights of Jammu and Kashmir. Niti Aayog has launched the 15-day Jal Utsav from today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said, Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from today to 24th November. This is in partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra today and conveyed greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he values the Australian Prime Minister's guidance for deepening India-Australia's comprehensive strategic partnership. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with his New Zealand counterpart Winston Peters in Canberra. They discussed education, technology, agriculture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on Indo-Pacific and global issues. The External Affairs Minister also met UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Canberra. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.